Talavera grinned and patted his cheek. Right, first introductions. Julia, this is Cauchy. Cauchy, Julia. I have spent some time with both of you, and finally we've got the whole gang together in the one place. She smiled. Did you miss me, KC? Remember all the fun we had. I have not forgotten you, Mistress Talavera. Talavera glanced at Julia and rolled her eyes. Mistress. Always so polite, the Chinese. Even when they're stabbing you in the back. Isn't that right, KC? After all, that's what you did back in the Shafi system when you abandoned me on that miserable scumpot of a planet. She had been poking his shoulder as she spoke, but then stopped. And yet, if I hadn't been dumped there, I might never have encountered my master's servants and heard his message and his promise. As she spoke, the smoky black snake creatures appeared from below, winding their way up her body. Julia stared, remembering their name, Vermax, and wondered if they were actually even organic creatures. And we wouldn't be here today to honour and mark the occasion of his arrival. She pointed a small remote at one of the consoles, and a large holo panel winked on above it. The image was divided into 8 subframes showing segments of visual feeds from the hundreds of sensors dotted around the exterior of the great hub. Against the looming, striated hyperspace background, ships fought in side-slipping, glancing encounters. Some of the sensors were tracking the participants, and Julia saw black, curvilinear ships of the Vor lash out with bright tentacles to attack smaller vessels shaped like bulbous argopods, the shell squids that populated the waters of the eastern towns. Others showed similar clashes involving the argopod ships and fast darting craft with tapered prows and bullet-shaped sterns.
The construct just doesn't know when to give in, said Talavera. Keeps throwing ships into a lost cause, keeps wasting its forces. Even when the Godhead himself enters the arena.
The 8 subframes merged, dissolved into a single image. It looked like a strange landscape seen from above at something like a 20-degree angle. The cloud was a gleaming swirl of silver-grey and slate-blue shot through with strands of black, like something stirred or kneaded. As Julia watched, she could see that the blue-grey surface was in motion, undulations passing across it. The image pulled back, and the restless expanse widened, and curious, solid-looking outlines appeared, as if pushing up out of something glutinous and malleable. Sections of strange structures emerged, domes, triangular obelisks. Then they would twist and distort into something completely different, odd creatures struggling across the grey ripples before collapsing back in. Or bizarre body parts, a winged arm, a foot, a brace of tails, and a huge face that surfaced, gazed up with blank eyes for a moment, before tipping over and sliding back in. The image pulled back, and the details shrank into a general dark grey amalgam. At last, its upper edge came into view along with more ships, big, black, dome-like ones, and silvery diamonds, around which flocks of smaller craft swooped.